What's up, everybody? Eric Kaiser, my spiritual awakening. Just taking the dog outside real quick. Got a little bit of time here before my next call. I want to talk about relationships, you know, how jacked up they are, the way things, you know, the way society set us up to be is kind of silly if you really think about it. Kind of did a Facebook video about this also, but you know, really think about relationships at the end of the day, what they stand for. Number one, we're entrusting to have another person in our lives that will never do us wrong, like ever. Let's just kind of think about that for a second, right? People are people. You can't control people. People change. We are not the same that we were years ago, you know? We all change. Man, the way that that our society has relationships set up, everybody rushing into friggin' marriage, right? Let's put that underneath a magnifying glass real quick. Marriage. Could somebody slap me in my face and tell me why we agree to sign a bunch of papers legally joining us together so that when, if we ever want to part, we have to go fight about it and pay the government money? You ever really think about that? It's the stuff that you start thinking about when you start becoming awake and aware, you know? Shouldn't relationships be based truly on just love and affection, right? Not on what you're getting or what I'm getting. You know, let's like relook marriages and stuff. Let's relook the whole entire relationship spectrum. See, once you're awake and aware, you start to realize that life is a vibration. Negative energy causes shit, causes a lower vibration. You know, that's why we have so much hate in the world, because honestly, everyone is hating everything right now. And a lot of that hate spawns from relationships. I know I went through years of my life just living in my head about my ex and the fact that she wouldn't let me see my son over circumstances, right? Over life circumstances. Fell behind a child support. I had warrants up north that she caught wind of. And then, you know, she kind of pulled my son out of my life. Now, at this day and age, I don't blame her. I'm accountable because I shouldn't have got DUIs. I shouldn't have got in trouble. So when that talk happens with me and my son at some point in time in my life, when it will, just going to be very accountable, you know? We all live and we learn. That's the whole part of our process. The learning part is the part that a lot of people have a problem with. But anyway, back to relationships. Wouldn't it be a lot easier, you know, if number one, we taught our children? Like my son's three. He's got a little sister that's one. I'm trying to teach that little boy that that is a princess. That's his little sissy. He's got to take care of that little girl, right? He's got to protect her. Right, we're freaking raised to think girls are ucky and ew, and why do we do that? Why do we create that vibe right away of distance? Right, everything in front of us on this planet is created to separate. Race, religion, color, sports, you name it, it's created to keep us apart. So when it comes to relationships, the most important power in the world is two people connecting in a soul purpose and truly loving each other. That's the vibe of all vibes right there. And it's so hard for so many of us to get there because most of our relationships, I'm sorry if you're listening to this and you're married and you met your wife or you met your husband and it was ego driven, right? I mean, one of y'all went out. You know, you might not be saying it, but one of y'all won out. It's just the way it works, you know. When you live with that mindset, you let all the pollution in, and it adds up for years and years and years. And then you find yourself stuck in your head every day, not even knowing the person that you're with. Trust me, I just went through it. I know about this stuff. And I can look back and I can watch videos that I created to remind myself, hey, this is what you were in and this is what you went through. Because after you get out of it and you're in my you know, awake awareness, I'll call it. I don't even know what to call it. That's why I keep doing that. But there are times because you don't get tied up with the drama anymore. So you kind of start to even forget. Starts to fall off very quickly when you're where I'm at. There's no jealousy. There's no pissed offness, remorse, all that stuff. It just kind of falls away. You don't even think about it. The reason why I walked away the way I did with the stature that I did with the situation. But anyway, back to the whole relationship thing, you know, everything that is in front of us is built to separate. So even our relationships are kind of doomed from the damn get-go. But as people, like, don't you think we should slow the hell down, right? So programmed to jump from this one to that one to this one to that one. And look at the negative words that come off of that. Oh, you're a slut. You're a man whore. You're this. You're that. Right? Then we have these stupid, just these stupid stereotypes about each other and already starting separation, right? Think about how many people you dated in your life and how many of them people probably still dislike you. And wouldn't it probably been just easier if we just never met that person? And I know that's kind of defeating the part of their process and taking away some of the life lesson. But the problem with us as humans is a lot of us never learn. We go the whole entire life without ever learning the freaking lessons, right? I mean, you're 80 years old. You still never learned. I know somebody like that personally. In my blood, almost 80, still doing the same damn thing. It's just shocking. But let's look at relationships. This is the way I think it should work. Right? Number one, when it comes to kids. Now, the government needs to step in and change this. I seen one state talking about 50-50 custody and things like that, and that's the way it should work. God damn right, that's the way it should work. Unless somebody moves or something like that, then there might be stipulations thrown in there. But when it comes to two friggin' people having sex, and a baby comes out of that having sex, that is a 50-50 responsibility. Not none of this 10-90% shit. And I understand it comes out of the woman's vagina and all that great stuff. But God forbid, does it have to cost so much money to come out of her vagina? And she's having sex at the same time I am, correct? So she knows that my sperm might swim the hell up in that vagina and create a baby. She's still having sex with me. She likes me enough right then and there. She must think that I must be daddy material, right? So we have sex. Here comes the baby. Things are okay for a little while, like we all know they are. The little baby bliss, just like the damn honeymoon stage of a relationship. You got the baby bliss where everything is great. And then you realize it's real life and, you know, there's real problems, real issues and just real shit. And then maybe y'all really realize you don't like each other. So you separate, you part ways. Then right away, one's trying to keep this from that one and one wants this and one wants that. That's horse shit. The way this should work, two people have sex. You both are damn adults. You're over 18 years old. You know what you're getting yourself into. If you end up pregnant, boom, you're pregnant. No more going to flush a damn toilet, a baby down a toilet anymore, are you? You're having sex. You're taking on responsibility. Your ass gets pregnant. You're a freaking parent, right? Both of y'all are a parent. 50-50. 50-50 rights all around the board. That'll keep a lot of young men keep their dick in their pants, right? You want to take care of a baby at 21 years old 50% of the time? Nah, hell no, you don't, right? Maybe then that'll be a form of population control, right? Make people keep their penis in their pants or the vagina locked a frig up. Jesus, ladies. Y'all have all the damn control. Y'all have all the damn control the whole entire time. And then you get more control when you get pregnant, right? And I'm talking about this because back to the whole vibration thing. I want humanity to vibe together. I want people to find that twin flame soulmate love and be with the person that they love for the rest of their lives. You hear about it all the time, especially in my community. But in an ego-driven 3D world, everybody's running off, oh, look at her tits, or, oh, look at his muscle, his six-pack, his this, his that. You don't even know the damn person. You already had sex with them, right? At least in your mind you did. And then you go on a date and you have sex with them anyway. Ladies, y'all hold the key to this one more than anybody. Slow down the process. With the internet now, Jesus, you don't even have to take people on dates anymore, right? You just do this shit right online. Hi, how you doing? Blah, blah. I don't do it. I'm not even looking. I understand the rules of life. You are not going to find that soulmate, that true love, that true everything until you truly love yourself. And that means whole freaking heartedly. Like everything about yourself, every flaw, everything. Right? And don't live in the past bullshit that you did. That's not where you stay. It's who you are right this damn second. Who you are. If you love yourself, just keep loving yourself. That love of your life is right around the freaking corner. You just don't see it yet. Whew. So anyway. You know, when we meet people, it should be a law. Like, listen, y'all are having sex. This is the deal. If this happens, this is the way it works, and that's it. There ain't no, oh, this guy makes 200 grand a year. Let me take 75,000 of it and hand it to this woman so she can go get boob jobs and Botox and live a certain way. We are all human beings, all put here with the same opportunity. Everybody wants equal rights. Give out equal rights to everybody. And then let everybody fend for their damn selves. No more this person's get this much and that person gets this much and this lady gets that and this guy gets this and this minority gets that. Everybody's off the bat playing the same damn game, right? Make the game of life nice and fair. Nobody can complain then. But with the whole damn child thing, I don't think the government gets. Y'all are creating some angry people, right? Judges and politicians and whoever controls all that shit. You know, that's the one thing as human beings that we create. You get that? It's a friggin' miracle. One to 1 trillion or something of being born. It's a goddamn miracle. And somebody could take it away from you because of some monetary value, money, or just something stupid. It's bull. BS. Total BS. I'm over that part of society. Totally. But let's finish this off with the whole marriage spiel before I jump on my next call here at 5 o'clock. You know, marriage, people, get away from it. Get away from it. You want to be together. That's great. You want to go buy rings. That's great. Get away from the effing paperwork. It's 2019. Stop kidding yourself. Most of us don't even last 10 years. I went 6 and it was hard as shit. I should have been out in the first. But I gave it my all because that's what you're supposed to do. No, I should have said, screw this. This ain't working. I'm out. Right? But I didn't. And thank God I have an ex who sees eye to eye and sees where we were in the relationship. And we split amicably. 50-50. You do you, I'll do me. Give me my kids for a week. You take the kids for a week. We're good, right? And that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. Sorry if that sounded a little bit mean right there. But, you know, it gets aggravating because I do have kids that I love and I don't get to see them. And that's heartbreaking. And it's the only sadness that still kind of lives inside me, right? Is that. That's the reason why I'm still chasing after success so hard, just so I can clear up some old traffic tickets and get my license back and be able to go to New Jersey and see my family and kids. And that's where I'm at. You know, if anybody ever hears this and wants to donate some legal assistance to me, I don't want money. I don't really need money. I need a little bit of helping hand in the legal department to get my life back on track, but that's about it. But marriage, people, get away from signing them damn papers. Don't go ripping your family apart in courtrooms. You know, keep that stuff private. Definitely keep it off of Facebook. And, you know, things have to change. If you're listening to this in please agree on that, that one thing. Things have to change. If you're listening to this, you probably live with anxiety, stress, depression, something. You're probably popping a pill for something. Injecting something into you for something, right? I used to do steroids. All ego-driven. All freaking ego-driven. I had somebody recently say it to me again because I just got back in the gym. And I'm like, what's the point? Like, I've done that enough to realize that all I'm doing is hurting my body. And it doesn't last, right? If you stop lifting, it's done. That's it. That's the most important part of life is the positive habit. And they're the things that we need more of. We need more positive habits in our lives, not negative habits. So I got 3 minutes. I got to roll. But for real people, let's get relationships back on a level of soul connections, right? I see so many people just on Facebook, oh my God, somebody pray for me. I'm like, oh shit, somebody died. What happened? Oh my God, he stopped talking to me. Oh Jesus, really people? Come on, get over it. Get over it. And get over it faster than like a week or a month or two. Get over it in like an hour. Okay, that's done. That served me. I learned my lesson. I'm not going to date that type of person anymore. And the sad thing is, people, you go right back and do the same damn thing over and over again. I'm Eric Kaiser. I love y'all. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.